Matters will be back next week with another CKUT Funding Drive edition of the show. If you enjoyed it, please consider giving us a call at 514-448-4013 to donate over the phone, or go to our website at ckut.ca/donate and consider donating.
CKUT's annual funding drive runs Thursday, March 18th to Sunday, March 28th. Our programmers have been working hard at home all year, and it's time to celebrate their efforts. The theme of our first ever online drive is sowing the seeds of grassroots change, and we're asking you to support independent community media. Help us reach our goal of $25,000. Go to ckut.ca to donate today.
Sowing the seeds of change, seeds of change. Sowing the seeds of change, seeds of change. Sowing the seeds of change.
Good evening and welcome to the March 18th edition of Tomo Text. It's the first funding drive edition, a remote funding drive. CKUT's goal this year is $25,000, and we'd like you to consider giving us a call at 514-448-4013 or check us out online at ckut.ca/donate to donate some of your hard-earned cash to CKUT. We ask you once a year to help support the station. Every little bit helps, and as a token of our thanks, they're offering a number of incentives and giveaways for those who contribute to the station. As you listen to tonight's show, please give a thought to giving us a call at 514-448-4013. Operators are standing by. Thanks again. Tonight we have a selection of revolutionary poets from the 1970s, the last poets, Gil Scott Heron, Watts Prophets. And we'll start off tonight's show with the work of Gil Scott Heron, When the Revolution Comes. Here it is.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Hahn, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
True blues ain't no new news about who's been abused. For the blues is old, my stolen soul. My family being sold on a slave block. I sang the blues, being torn from my firstborn, and hung my head in pride when my wife took his life and then committed suicide. I sang the blues on a slave master's plantation, helping him build his free nation. I sang the blues in the cotton field, hustling to make the daily yield. I sang the blues when he forced my woman to bed. Lord knows how I wish he was dead. I sang the blues on the run, ducking the dog.
Related to what? Related to what? The enemy of man. Related to what man that the enemy of man? Related to what human ghosts are trying to steal my spiritual being, raping my mind with a pus-filled penis, selling my love on the market for half price, inflationary precautions, they say. Related to what? Related to what is ICBM, IBM, another the $5 billion ABM system. A, attack B, black M, men system. Attack black men system. System attacks black men while black women are allowed to walk around with mini skirts on their minds, drinking birth control pills from pee, sweet and Kool-Aid, and digging on Tom Jones because it's not unusual. Related to what? Related to what? I'm Jemima, serving Richard Nixon, honey-coated black eagles for breakfast every morning. The rats and roaches are on a rinse track, and Roy Wilkins' mammy is drowned like an eagle piss. But understand that you are the sons and daughters of lovers, lovers who were loving before time. Timely lovers are we, always on time, in time to make love. We are the lovers of time. Time is what we need, but time ain't for real. Related to what? Related to what? No more
more tears, please, no more tears. Haters torn tears from my eyes and jagged handfuls. And I have no tears that have been pouring for others to cry tears. And love was once lost in an ancient and forgotten city of my soul. Daddy, what is Rob to Razuli? Son, that's beautiful people use Afro Sheen. Daddy, what is freedom related to what? Related to what? An Armageddon jumped off on the corners of 125th Street and St. Nicholas Avenue as the junkies, rhinos, pimps, and prostitutes finally reclaim their rightful name as a vanguard party. Here we are, standing in the shadows of love, standing in the shadows of love, waiting for the heartaches to come. And Malcolm is going to pimp Lady Bird Johnson in the hereafter to be young, gifted, and black. To be young, gifted, and black. That's where it's at. Related to what? Related to what? And the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost ain't dead. They're standing on the corners of 126th Street and 8th Avenue shooting dope into their arms, trying to get to heaven as fast as they can. And Diana Ross is a beautiful example of hoof and mouth disease. And I dream dreams of black people who dream dreams of other black people who dream of being free. Related to what? Related to what? And in the end, when Uncle Sam found out that right guard the older and couldn't move the stench that he had brought into the world, he began to pray. Yes, he began to pray. He prayed to the Virgin Mary. He prayed to the Pope. He prayed to Malcolm. He prayed to Emmett Till and Mac Parker. He went up and down, back and forth, all over the land praying. He prayed to the chosen few. He even prayed to the few who weren't chosen. He prayed to the east. He prayed to the west. He prayed to the God. He knew the best. Why, he even prayed to the funk under niggas' arms. Yes, he prayed to God for forgiveness. He prayed to God for forgiveness. He prayed, he prayed, he prayed. I'm sorry, God, please forgive me. Amen. God's reply, related to what?
Black as you, black as me.
So terrible, it's terrifying. Black is a thousand black faces writhing and a million white faces asking, oh my God, what do they want? Black is such a shock, it's electrifying. Black is a beautiful sister walking past the clear sign and watching the sign, mentally asking herself, I thought I knew for sure that I was beautiful. Black is so composite, it's the whole. Black is a stain on the kitchen tile that ages cannot remove. Black is us, young and old. Black is an old, wrinkled-faced queen sitting on the porch and rocking away her last days, thinking of her grandchildren. Black is the old lady's grandchildren yelling, revolution, so that their grandmother would die free. Black is misery. Black is pain. Black is marching in Alabama and getting nothing but rifle butts on the brain and not the feeling that you march for. Black is digging John Coltrane. John Coltrane as he blows. No, not as he blows, but as he tells you of his life, which is his people's life, which is all our lives. Blow, train, blow. Listen, black people, listen. Listen to train as he blows away your life, the way white people blow you away every day. Black is loving one another. Black is helping your sister and brother. Black is the beginning and end of white. Black is that which was first until white stole it, raped it, and imitated it. But it then regained the true self and got blacker and blacker and blacker and black out all whiteness. Black is the darkest night. The darkest night that is coming, where there will be gunshots and white screams and black screams and gunshots and black screams and white screams and gunshots and white screams and black screams. And no more screams of darkest night that will turn into the peaceful day. Black is everyone seeing the light, a light shining like a star from the east to lead us from the darkness of the west. Black is having a goal for your
your plight. Put more meaning into everything you do. More meaning in loving, eating, and living. And there will be more meaning in you, which means everything. Black is the velvet of the midnight sky. Black is so beautiful it makes you cry. Black is short, black is tall. Let me impress that black is all. But this and all I have to find, I also found that black is mine.
Time is a ship on a merciless sea, drifting toward an abyss of nothingness until it can be retarded for its own destiny. Time is an inanimate object, praying and praying and praying with no justification for belief. Time is dancing, boogalooing away all memories of past experience, dancing away all thoughts of personal and collective manifestations. Dancing, dancing, dancing until you become a slave of rhythm and you no longer seek freedom. Dance, 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 dance. Time to dance. Time is being caught up in a web of fetal self until you become inhuman, something to be controlled. Time is nothing to niggas and negroes. Time is nothing to y'all. Time is getting high. Going to a formula, thinking of the next time you can do it again. Time is running. Time is running. Time is running out on black power advocates in the day and white thigh supporters at night. Every time you see them, they're chasing some white woman with their tongue hanging out. Time is running and passing, passing and running, running and passing, passing and running, like Hollywood niggas who ain't got nothing better to do with their time than keep their head glued between the thighs of some Hollywood bitch who has gonorrhea to mouth and silver dripping from their mind. Time is running, time is running, time is running, time is running, time is coming to, time is coming to, our time is coming to end. Ain't no more. Give me 5 more minutes, baby, baby, please give me 5 minutes. I just need 5 more minutes. Niggas and Negroes, y'all at all better get right at this time while the time is good, cause it might not be no next time.
Automatic push button, remote control, synthetic genetics, command your soul. Automatic push button, remote control, synthetic genetics, command your soul. Automatic push button, remote control, synthetic genetics, command your soul. Automatic push button, remote control, synthetic genetics, command your soul. Automatic push button, remote control, synthetic genetics, command your soul. Automatic push button, remote control, synthetic genetics, command your soul.
With the latest gadget from the mean machine, are running the same game with another name. Down in your brain, blowing your mind, stealing your time, smooth and slick with the latest trick to get rich quick from nonsense at your mind's expense. As your mind digs the scene from the mean machine, designed to drive your brain insane. Loudspeakers blasting inside your head, saying what someone else said. They want you to know, go fast, slow, getting you high off the latest lie, telling you when, where, how, and why, as your mind digs the scene from the mean machine, or running the same game with another name. Factories of insanity playing on your vanity as they distort your sense of self, telling you what you need and how to succeed as they steal all of your wealth, probing your mind, trying to find how to scheme on you best. Devilish rules putting you through the test. Death dealing devices sold at high prices, designed with you in mind to buy as they kill you slow. And some of y'all don't even know y'all paying the machine to die. Mechanized lies dressed up in disguise in forms of various kinds. Treachery and deceit the people must defeat in the battle for.
for free men's minds. For complete domination is the goal of this nation, of all free thinking thought, and those who oppose will be killed by their foes, the flunkers whose souls have been bought. Transplants to revive the living dead, replacing the truth with lies instead. Newspapers, radios, TVs, spreading lies across the seven seas. Robot men with computers of brains, spaceships, cars, trains, and planes, all calculated to blow your mind, moving faster than your sense of time. Living luxuriously soft while the people slave hard, for the devil would have you believe he is God. Chemical drugs that keep you high, while a mean machine creates another lie for power, glory, and worldwide fame, while running the same game with another name. It's the computer's equation for worldwide invasion, and it comes in the name of peace and goodwill. All of them are lying as they keep on trying to set the people up for the kill. Population control of the people with soul all over the planet Earth, manipulating their will with a tiny white pill to control their natural birth. Behind the scenes schemes, furthering the mean machine's dreams of conquest and world domination, from the farthest depths of the universe to the smallest earthly nation. Radar, sonar, laser beams, jets, tanks, submarines, megathon, H-bomb, napalm, gas! All this shit will kill you fast. All products of the mean machine, the devil disguised as a human being. And he will even preach that God is dead, and some of y'all will believe what the devil has said. And he will then act as the world's police, and the sun will rise up in the west and set down in the east. And when it came time for the end, and when it came time for the end, and when it came time for the end, the men will look like the women, and the women like the men. And some will dance in a hypnotic trance, like as if they have no care. But these will be signs of the changing times, that the end was drawing near. But it was prophesied many centuries past, that the end will come in a fiery holocaust, and only the righteous people will survive the blast. And the devil's machine will bring about his own end, and peace, love, and joy will reign once again. And man will
understand, man.
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 And man will
understand.
And live in harmony and peace, and the sun will once again rise up in the east.
Sun up, down on the corner, uptown. I turn around and hear the sound of voices talking about who's gonna die next. Cause the white man's got a God complex. Silent niggas scream for help.
Hey, help me, help me.
Nigga, make your own help. Shit, you need it. I turn around and hear the sound of jukeboxes playing in bars. Pimps parked outside in big pretty Cadillac cars. Cleaning in a broke dick dog. Sitting in a big fine hog. Dressed very fine in a mohair silk vine. But Jim Dale died next. Cause the white man's got a God complex. Hey, brother, what's your sport, my man? I got just the thing for you. Only cost 10 and 2. What you gonna do, baby? I got black ones, brown ones, red ones, yellow ones. I even got a white one if you wanna buy some. Yeah, that's right. 258. Play it straight. I got it all worked out. Know what I'm talking about. Been reading my dream book. Ain't no way in the world a kid gonna get took. Nigga, what you mean I didn't hit? Nigga, you full of shit. Lick dies. Now 7. Come on, be nice and hit 11. Well, what do you know? It's Little Joe. Hey, my man got $20. Say, Little Joe don't blow. Ha, baby needs a pair of shoes. Ha, Papa's got the funky blues. Ha, Mama plays the crossword in the news. Snake eyes. Sorry, nigga, you lose. The line forms to the rear, lady. And I don't care if you never cash your welfare checks. Cause the white man's got a God complex. But I got 10 babies, I ain't got no man. I ain't got no choice but to hold out my hand and feed my young ones the best way I can. Hey, man, what you mean no doubles on blackjack? Pump, you better change that rule, cause I ain't no fool. You better be cool, Jim, or you'll die next. Cause the white man's got a God complex. Hey, my man, I wanna cop a nickel bag. You say all you got is skag. Wow, that's a drag, cause I don't wanna cop no dope is death. Next, cause the white man's got a God complex. Hey,
Hey, baby, what's the gig at tonight? Well, there's one over at Slicks for faggots and tricks. There's one around Graveyard side of town that'll cost you a pound. But if you go and know what I know, you better pack your piece at least or you'll die next. Cause the white man's got a God complex. Mr. Stein, I done paid enough rent for this pad to be mine. But you just wanna cheat me cause I ain't your kind. Damn, can't you see the place is falling down? No, you can't dig it cause you ain't never around. Damn, I'm so poor, I don't know what in the hell I'ma do anymore. Not from this day to the next. Cause the white man's got a God complex. I'm making guns.
I'm God.
I'm God. I'm making bombs.
I'm God.
I'm God. I'm making gas.
I'm God. God.
I'm making freak machines.
I'm God.
Right control pills.
I'm God.
Kill Indians who discovered him.
I'm God.
Kill Japanese with the A-bomb.
I'm God.
Kill and still killing black people.
I'm God.
Enslaving the earth.
I'm God.
No one to the moon.
I'm God.
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 Understand, said the old black man, that everything works in opposites. The sun and the moon, left and right, hot and cold, black and white. Understand, said the old black man, who is the opposite of you. Understand, so that you will know what you have to do. Understand that black is true and false is white. Understand that black is right and white is wrong. Understand that white is weak and black is strong. Understand that white is suffocation and black is a deep breath. Understand that black is life and white is death. Understand that blacks will live in glory while whites will die in shame. Understand that blackness is reality and whiteness but a game. Understand that blacks were here first and will be here last. Understand that white is still your future and lies about your past. Understand that before we were sold as slaves, the black man walked in temples of glory while a white man called in caves. So understand, young black man, who is the opposite of you. Understand so that you will know what you have to do. Understand that black is the beginning of white's end. Understand that whiteness is your enemy and blackness is your friend. Understand the height and weight of your mental depth. Understand that you are the original man as quiet as it's kept. Understand that blacks will rise and whites will fall. Understand that white equals nothing and black equals all. Understand that our climate is hot and theirs is cold. And you are young and I am old. But all lies die when the truth is told. So understand, young black man, who is the opposite of you. Understand so that you will know what you have to do. Understand that black is love and white is hate. Understand why our freedom cannot wait. Understand that white is warm, black is peace. Understand that black is beauty and white the beast. Understand that black is happiness and white is sorrow. Understand that I was a slave yesterday, but you'll be free tomorrow. And a second after,
before.
The minute after,
before.
The hour after,
before.
The day after,
before.
The week after,
before.
The month after,
before.
The year after,
before.
The decade after,
before.
Century after,
before.
Eternity after,
before.
You understand what it means to be a free black man.
Black people, what y'all gonna do? Black people, what y'all gonna do? Black people, what y'all gonna do when you wake up and find that you're dead? With maggots and roaches eating the pus out of your prostituted minds and white, deathly hands massaging your hearts with red hot branding irons. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. Here we are, the employers of all love, but yet we are working overtime to cover up our loneliness. John Coltrane died in vain, a love supreme. John Coltrane died in vain, a love supreme. Where are the low staccato screams of black unity? John Coltrane died in vain, a love supreme. Where are the higher octaves of righteousness and truth? John Coltrane died in vain, a love supreme. Where are the high registers of peace and love? John Coltrane died in vain. What are black people doing enough of that they shouldn't be doing?
Nothing.
Black people, what y'all gonna do? Black people, what y'all gonna do? I see junkie bitches giving birth to gonorrhea-faced babies that come out nodding to the rhythms of God bless America. And these same babies grow up to be good-looking corpses that haunt the streets of Harlem, raping syphilic-minded, womanless black pussies who dream of becoming virgins once again in the hereafter. Stop in the name of love. Stop in the name of love. Stop mugging that old woman. She's been saving her money all year for a trip to the Electric Circus, but she died the very next day. Oh, God! Oh, God! God ain't dead. He's down in the family planning office, handing out birth control pills to black women, telling them they're a gift from heaven. Look, there's old Sam the wino, searching for a last sip of ancient sweet love in the empty wine bottles in the gutters of his soul. And the air has become polluted with white lies of love, while love is dying from overdoses of misuse, Christianity in legitimate insane asylums, and legal torture chambers called Watts, Southside, Bed-Stuy, and Huff. Are we the black people who once loved with the slow march of time? Time was ours to hold in the soft, low-born chambers of our hearts. And was we, the Afro mommies and daddies of a sun world, would turn our strands of hair into antennas to tune in the juju madness and syncopate the love rhythms of Africa. And we love with time, and we took the time to love, and with the right time we love, and we love time after time. Will we ever love again? Will we ever love again? Will we really ever love again? Or will we just sit and rot away with the brighter tomorrows in the skag field, rat-cluttered, piss-stench halls of our minds?
Black people, what y'all gonna do? Black people, what y'all gonna do? Will the real black people please stand up? Junkies call scag. He sighed as he hit the big vein in his arm, and his mind took off on Bird's musical charm. Now Brother Bird was blowing a bracelet for you, like only he was hip to a secret he knew. Wow, the brother said as he slipped off into a nod, Bird sure eases the pain. Now I want to hear Brother John Coltrane. He tried to get up, but his body wouldn't move. His mind told him his senses were in a groove. Finally, Bird was through, and Train took over in a spiritual debut. His heart began to pound as he dug the bar's sound. Damn, Bird and Train sure enough was down. And then he looked up and saw that the box wasn't even on, and it was damn near dawn. I'm high.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
All my dreams have been turned into psychedelic nightmares with Rosemary's Baby pissing in my face and Tiny Tim digging his moldy penis into my bleeding mind as he cries for the strength to repel the sanctimonious sounds of the right rock group, the Grateful Dead. Dead are my aspirations as they struggle for a fee, sweet smelling breath of life while being choked by the Christianic gas passed by the most reverend Bishop Foot J. Sheen as he shouts it to us, ooh, in the name of the Lord now. And my realities have turned into a stone figuration of Miss Liberty as she stands on the corners of the world selling herself to anyone with the head of George Washington on them. And all the while he sits on a throne of ego shit with DDT in one hand and a white tornado in the other, wearing a crown of castrated black dicks and reading the non-violent thoughts of Gandhi. And I watch him relax by playing golf with Boy Wilkins bars with painted rusted glue to his thing. My Z-Watch copies of Martin Luther King are popping from his skull to dream the impossible dream. Knock, knock, who's there? It's Red Brown. If you'll open up, I'll strike a light and burn your house down. And I see Malcolm's spirit, his eyes burning red, black, and green flames, and crying tears of Thunderbird wine that seems to touch my lips and make me become thirsty for a taste of freedom. Freedom by any means necessary. It's necessary to have freedom by any means necessary. And I begin to hate with love and love with hate. This is madness. This is madness. This is madness. And I look up and see the moon bleeding lifeless white maggots and screaming for my help as the eagle's raping claws rip and tear at its virginal form. All he sees, all truth, Moses, all sun, raw, Allah, Bismillah, Hirak, Malirim. Give me your undying strength to rise up and reorder the cosmos so that man can truly understand and appreciate the cosmic beauties and realities of science and love. And he has turned the feminine part of me into a sexual freak. Look at her standing there wearing her micro miniskirt made from the strands of Freud's mother's pubic hairs and an uncovered breast dripping blood and pus and her lips colored with an anesthetic white woman called Avon. But yet she smiles at me with the indignity of overcome and ejaculated sperm into her mind. And Maurice McGuire is mentioning finger fucking her at night in his red dreams, and her soft, wet, clinging tears of love seem to flood my heart with strength to gather all my manhood from my lower head and to put it back into my upper head, and then to put her back on a pedestal as my love queen and not my sex queen. And I hear my mother's voice whispering in the wind, reminding me of the many times he tried to rape her of her blackness. But she was the strength of a panther, the swiftness of a cheetah, and the cunning of a lioness would not be caged up with the other lies that kept me from being totally free. And when she came home at night, I could smell the musty closeness of his body and see his translucent fingerprints on a tired, ruined physical structure, depressed from warding off his beastly attacks. But she would smile the smile of a thousand black orchids at me, not realizing all the while that the anger of a hundred symbols was residing in my soul. And during all this time, my father was somewhere drowning his mutant plastic mind itself in a bottle of cheap wine and letting that spiritual catalyst, John Coltrane, pay celestial homage to that white god who was riding his main vein. This is madness. This is madness. This is madness. And dinosaurs, how can you be supreme and sing songs of black love when your mouth is overrunning with the sperm of trigger? And William Siren is going to commit suicide when he finds out that Nat Turner made love to his great-great-grandmother. And he has taken our most violent and militant leaders and drug lollipops up their ass to pacify their black power fuzz. And he is beginning to assume that all of us were born under the sign Taurus to Bull, because all we do is bullshit! This is madness! This is madness! All this madness is madness! This madness is madness! All this madness is madness! This madness must stop! Stop all this madness! Please stop all this madness! Please stop all this madness! Please stop all this madness! Stop!
Me today. Tomorrow, you watch Tara with no sorrow. me today and me tomorrow. To those who oppress,
listen.
And in particular, to the feel-safe looky-loos of life,
listen.
Who help the lying, the cheat, beat the naive, poor, and weak.
You don't care.
To you I say, me today,
you ain't there.
And you tomorrow.
You tomorrow.
Me today. Tomorrow.
You tomorrow.
You watch the world's war, hunger, pain, and horror, with no sorrow. Me today.
Me today.
You tomorrow.
You tomorrow.
You tomorrow. Me today.
Me today.
And you tomorrow.
You tomorrow.
You watch horror.
Watch.
With no sorrow.
With no sorrow.
Me today.
Me today.
And you tomorrow.
You tomorrow.
When a seed is planted, it starts to grow.
And grow.
And corruption not killed in the root
and slow
will continue to pollute and pollute and pollute and pollute until it's absolute. The wrong you do turns on you.
Send it all whack.
Cause for just a little taste of spice,
it comes right back.
And something nice.
Well,
you watch horror.
You watch horror.
With no sorrow.
With no sorrow.
Me today. And you tomorrow.
Watch the horror.
You tomorrow. Me today.
Watch
and
the
you tomorrow.
You tomorrow.
Feel safe. Looky-loos of life.
Looky-loos of life.
You saw the people's pain.
You watched it.
Yet you didn't do or say a thing.
You don't care.
Me today.
Me today.
And you tomorrow.
You tomorrow.
Cause when a ship is sinking.
Going down.
It makes no difference if you captain on the top deck.
Going down.
You too, shortly, gon' get wet.
Just might
drown. Me today.
Me today.
You tomorrow.
You tomorrow.
You tomorrow. You watch sorrow.
You watch horror.
With no sorrow.
With no sorrow.
Me today.
Me today.
Me today.
You tomorrow.
You tomorrow.
Me today.
Me today. And you tomorrow.
You tomorrow.
Remember, for every beginning, there is an end.
There is an end.
To everything.
Everything.
Created by man.
Created by man.
What you do turns on you.
Set it all whack.
Kingdoms come and kingdoms go.
It comes right back.
Birth turns to death. Night to a better day. Did you hear what I say? Life just flows that way. Scabby-dooby-dabby-day. Life just flows that way. Me today.
Me today.
Me today.
You tomorrow.
You tomorrow.
You are tomorrow.
Me today, and you tomorrow.
You tomorrow.
Me today,
remember.
And you tomorrow.
You tomorrow.
You are sorrow.
You are
struggling with no sorrow.
Me today.
Me today.
You tomorrow.
You tomorrow.
Can't take no more.
You can't take it.
Me today.
You tomorrow.
You tomorrow.
You watch horror with no sorrow.
Remember.
See, or that nothing can be accomplished from the things I wish to be. Tell me not that I'm fanatic for the things I feel inside. They are flowers of oppression, born of pain I cannot hide. Do not look upon my actions as the acts of one insane when I take up modern weapons to avenge my father's name. Let your eyes scan all the ghettos through the books of history. Then you'll understand this feeling and just how it came to be. Sure, I must admit I'm bitter for the precious blood I've bled and for the years of cruel oppression that you've heaped upon my head, for the rape of my grandmothers and the mulattoes that you have left, for the many, 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 many years of slavery with its legacy of death. Tell me not that I'm a dreamer. Oh no, it's you that cannot see. I'm just another victim of a cruel reality. What manner of man is this, I ask, who roams the seven seas, who graces the skies and birds of On and wanders where he pleases, who walks into another's home and takes his property, then slays the man, his wife and child in the name of liberty? What manner of beast is this, I ask, who drops the napalm from the skies, then send my sons away to war to maim and kill and die? What manner of man is this, I ask, who arrogantly displays his might? What manner of man is this, my friend? Needless to say, he's white. So take your hands off of me, white folks. I've done you no wrong. I'm only guilty of making you strong. I've built all of your cities, and I've worked in your mines. I've fought to protect you many a time. It was I who taught you what it is to be brave. I had great civilizations when you lived in caves. I taught you what soap was when you dyed yourselves blue. I taught you planting and harvesting too. I showed you what clothes were to cover your backs when you were in wolf skins and running in packs. When you knew nothing of the barrier of sound, it was I who taught you that this planet was round. In Palermo, Sicily, and Italy and Spain, I left monuments of my grandeur and fame. And during your dark ages, when your people were blind, I built universities to enlighten your kind. When your homeland was weak and your people were poor, it was I who brought you to America's shore. While you did not even know how to survive, I showed you medicine to keep you alive. How earnest you seemed, how well you did learn, how vile the reward I received in return. But time is on my side. I'm sure you must know that the day will arrive when you'll reap what you sow. For I gave you religion, and you know it's a fact that the Christ and the Buddha and Muhammad were black. I taught you to dance, and I taught you to sing. You repaid me with treachery, with slavery and chains. So don't touch me, whitey, and don't look surprised. No, I'm no longer fooled by your tricks and your lies. I'm aware of your game and of your history, and I'm aware of the Judas that you've been to me. So watch out for me, white folks. It's a matter of time. I'll soon be together. Then vengeance is mine.
Spared when casualties are high. We demonstrate for your return, and we mourn you when you die. We've watched you grow up from a child. We know your strength and might. It is no news for us to hear how gallantly you fight. It is a sin for you to be upon some foreign shores when you are needed right here at home, protecting what is yours. To know the use of weaponry, I must admit, that's good. There is an occupation force in our neighborhood. They call themselves peace officers and law enforcement groups. But from the acts that they commit, we know that they are troops. The government is cracking down with their oppressive hand. They have the dream of stamping out resistance in the land. But our determination grows and widens with the days. We'll fight them from the rooftops and from the alleyways. We'll fall upon them in the night and we'll put them to the blade. We'll free the prisoners from their jails and calculated raids. Just one desire burns in our hearts, our bonds and chains to bust. We only wish that with your skills that you were here with us. Here's to you, black soldier, in some far off distant land. Sometimes the question does arise, on which side do you stand? They called it a riot in Newark when the people arose as one. In Detroit and Boston and Cleveland and Watts, they fought back with firebombs and guns. What's the matter with these niggas, they said? They seem to be going wild. All of this fuss over one incident, a policeman killing a child. And why are they burning and looting the stores? The merchant has been their friend. Well, maybe he cheated for a few cents every now and then. And what about the tenements? They're burning down in the slums. Some dog they call a slumlord is losing his income. What a scare they received when the brother said, no, let's not burn the ghettos down. We'll break up in groups and firebomb and loot on the opposite side of town. So then they called in their army, machine guns and tanks, and ordered them to attack. The people arose together as one and used what they had to fight back. And now that has happened, the question arises, why are the fury and fuss? If they look over their past and examine their deeds, they'll know what's the matter with us. When will the promises be fulfilled that they've made to us over the years? Where's the pay we have not received for our blood and sweat and tears? Where's the employment that we need? The decent salary? The welfare payments will not do to feed a family. They say conditions are this way because we don't have skills. But instead they offer us extermination pills. So we sound a warning, they better change their tune. They don't have long to make things right, they better do something soon. Their law enforcement will not work. Whatever they conspire will only serve to make us strong. We will fight fire with fire. No, that was not a riot that they saw down in the slums. That was a dress rehearsal for things that's yet to come.
What to do about Billie Holiday? The answer, and this is for Robert L. Greenfield. Now, once Billie Holiday starts jonesing around in your blood, and you're turning the colors of her moods, there's nothing you can do about the itch in your ears. And you must forget about those gold sequins that keep blitzing the inner screen of your eyeballs. Two, that thumping that starts at the back of your head and makes its way along your spine, rumbles around in your hip bones, tremors nearly dislocating them. Learn. You can cope with the aesthetic of it, provided your spirit's strong with song. You can't go wrong. So what if you've gotten your belly full of star fruit? So what if even your Mojava heat can't rid you of those croony riffs encasing your feet in rhythm? So what if a manhole was opened in the main line to your soul? So what if noon after buzzy noontime you find Billy dancing in and out of your groin? And so what if she's bled you whiter than a camellia's ghost and blued your eyes into the sky above her pain? Don't fight her. Might as well fight spring. Don't rue the whiskey-stained dark that gave birth to her. Don't deny that doomed truth news of her final demise, or put a damper on your 78 groove, or silence those night-shine strummings on your heartstrings. So your throat's stung, deep smoked by those heady embers of cafe society torch? Swallow. Time to love it and live it again. Relax. Let Lady flow.
So that concludes our March 18th funding drive show. Hope that you enjoyed this week's edition of Drama Text. If you'd like to pledge to CKUT, pick up your phone and dial 514-448-4013. Operators are waiting to take your call. Contact us online, ckut.ca/donate, ckut.ca/donate. Or, of course, you can mail in your checks to Radio CKUT, 3647 University, Montreal, H3A2B3. So we'll be back next week with another hour-long edition of Droma Text. Till then, thanks for listening, and feel free to give us a call at our funding drive number, 514-448-4013. Till next week.
So you want to be a donor, but you've never tried. You've got to hit us up so you can fund our drive.
You've got to fund our drive. You've got to fund our drive.
CKUT's virtual funding drive runs Thursday, March 18th to Sunday, March 28th. The theme is sowing the seeds of grassroots change. We're asking you now more than ever to invest in community radio. Go to ckut.ca/donate to fund our drive.
Oh yeah.
Against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
I love the sound of pledges in the morning. It sounds like happiness.
I don't know what I've been told.
I don't know what I've been told.
Funding drives got a mighty goal.
Funding drives got a mighty goal.
50 grand for the KUT.
50 grand for the KUT.
Time to bless for you and me.
Time to bless for you and me.
Call
90-7-7-9-4-2-4-9-4-2-4.
Call now to donate to CKUT's funding drive, 514-907-9424. Or donate online, www.ckut.ca.
Suoni Peril Popolo and Innovation en Concert present a night of great